KCL Poverty Pay. Members of Socialist Students and the Socialist Party attended a freezing cold picket line of King's College London, KCL, cleaners on the 27th of January. KCL sadly isn't the first elite institution to be pulled up for paying poverty wages to its cleaners. London School of Economics, which is just round the corner from KCL, has recently been hit by cleaners protesting against trade union victimization, and University College London Unison members have been battling for a number of years around issues of low wages and the treatment of staff. All of these strikes are significant. Cleaners are traditionally some of the worst treated, often hired through agencies, and on zero-hour contracts. It can be difficult to organize in these conditions. Also, many of the cleaners are migrant workers, super exploited by big business. Edward Barnes, Vice Chancellor of KCL, was paid £458,000 in 2016. The huge disparity between his pay and the measly 1% pay rise of lecturers and poverty pay of cleaners reeks of snobbery. Unison cleaners at King's are striking to demand the cleaning contractor service be removed, and cleaners brought back in-house. Helen Patterson,